You can be a hero by going to thedadpodcast.com, clicking on one of the links on the right-hand side for just $24 a year, $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. You could change our lives. Or if you're like, I don't want to do that, tell one person, two, hell, three people about the show. Thanks and enjoy.
Listen to me, listen to my words as they vanish. Let's go chase the sun. And get crazy, have some fun.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode number 153. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley.
Toodaloo.
We are here to talk about that parenting is not all puppies and rainbows and kittens, much like I experienced on this fair day. But you know what? I've had already a couple sips of my new favorite drink. I will now bounce back and forth between an old-fashioned and a whiskey sour. Are you familiar, Paco?
Well, I'm familiar with the phrase whiskey sour, and I think it might have a little more hair on its balls.
Nah, it's a little sweeter, actually. I think it might be intense. Most drinks that Daddy enjoys are probably more fitting for a vagina, and I'm okay with that. But it actually, I thought it was more complex. It actually, this is how much I suck at drinking. It's just a couple ounces of bourbon with some sour mix, like the same thing you'd put in a margarita.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it turns out, here's the thing. If a whiskey sour is actually a manly drink, then how dare they say a margarita's for ladies? Unless you get it at, because there's the thing. Daddy makes a margarita.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of Mexican heritage. I'm going to drop a little bit of that agave fruit fermented on your ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to heavy pour it, is what I'm trying to say in an elaborated way. Yeah. And, I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Let's do some, because we had lots of feedback from the fantastic Truth or Dare. God damn it, was that great.
You got mail.
What's this? A letter for me.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
So we did it. How did it go afterwards? Let's first get into that. After the truth or drink, that if you're just finding the show now,
yes.
Do yourself a favor. Go back one episode.
You're not talking to me.
Yes. Go back in time right now.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the truth or drink. If you're not familiar with the web series, it is where you ask very intimate questions of the other person in your relationship, and they are either allowed to answer truthfully or take a shot. What the fantastic Dooleys decided to do all night was just sip their drink and answer questions and then take an extra intense drink on any. I think you maybe passed on only three of them.
I can't now remember. I did more talking than I did drinking.
But yes.
She started it. I mean, she started drinking before you even started asking questions.
I've said it once, and I'll say it a million times.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I think we all are. I would call myself a lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Dear Luna. I like that she sat down and just immediately started just sipping the drink and then randomly go, hey, hit me with another. Hit me with another shot.
Bartender.
Another shot of Bacardi, please. It was good times. Well, here's what the people had to say.
Yeah.
Butcher Drew says, as fun as it was live, I can't wait to hear it again. Andrew says, yes, this was fantastic. And then I said, it was a ton of fun. I'm hoping to do one with Natalie while my parents have the kids. So here's the thing. They are assembling. I feel like there was one more. Somebody sent in, maybe I saw it on Twitter. I need to find my favorites on Twitter. There was one where somebody was doing a run while they were listening to that episode, and they said they kept looking like an idiot because they would bend over laughing while they were running. But my parents are in town. The kids are going to go away for a few days on Route 66 with my parents, so we're going to be sans children for 4 days. We already started doing the mistake that I think we all make where it's like, how much shit? Like, we're going to have a hangover-esque adventure in 4 days without children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
As soon as you told me they were all leaving, I thought the parents were just hanging around. I started having the fantasy for you.
Of what you would do if you were in my shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing is that what the reality is that what really I should be doing.
No, what I would do if I were in your shoes is I'd never stop watching her shower.
Right?
But clearly that has been.
It saved my marriage. I mean, quite literally. Let me say, if you ever have a situation where the kids are going to leave, especially for those of you who can have who have younger ones, take it easy. especially the first time out. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to have that, you know, the situation where you need a vacation from your vacation. So if you got 4 days, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say do either a 40-60, 40 in favor of bananas, or go 50-50, depending if you have odd days, what I'm saying. So if you got 5 days, 2 days, you go fucking bananas. Uh-huh. 3 days, you just kind of chill, and you get to enjoy your house and your television without it being interrupted with bullshit, you know, kid programming and right, video games right. and the like. You know, Lori, when we were doing our little pre-show music show, she was saying that she wanted to listen to some Nine Inch Nails. And I was like, Jesus, somebody wants to be raped, like fucked like an animal.
Yes.
And she said, I'm tired of listening to kids' cartoon theme songs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But if you got two, if you got four, you go 50-50. My wife was already, she's like, we're going to go to the Renaissance Fair with a friend. We're going to do this. And I'm like, easy, yeah, time out. Simba. Let's everybody calm. Let's calm down and pump our brakes. So the children are going to be returning on, when do they return? Sunday.
Everyone get your calendar.
That's right. My parents are going to be gone. Where was it? Here it is. Oh, wait. Nope. I must not have favored it. Damn it. I suck. Anyway, somebody was running and they were laughing. It's a given. We're very funny. That's what I'm saying.
You told it well enough.
Yeah. Well done.
You captured the thing.
Hashtag nailed it.
Excellent.
We didn't get any emails, so nothing to do there. So let's get right into this thing that was sent to me a while ago via the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent a fantastic letter, and I like this. Until I started doing the show, that's maybe a truth or drink question we can ask my wife. Maybe a little pregame, if you would. A little warm-up question is lots of great things happening on the Facebook page at facebook.com/dadpodcast. Michael, who was responsible for the mojoupgrade.com situation that I was a fan of. I know at least two moms that were listening to the Truth or Drink show that are a big fan of that.
Oh, excellent.
And now there's another Michael sent in. My kid can't eat this. It's an Instagram account. And some of the things on there, because here's the thing, I'm realizing more and more is that I constantly try to figure out why it is that this life of parenting, which we love the children. You know, I think the people that find the show, what they like about it is that I'm not sitting here. We talk about it. It's not puppies, rainbows and kittens,
right.
But it's also not a fucking horrible situation. We love the kids. It's not like we're not without love.
Right.
We just don't show it is what I choose not to.
Yeah.
I want them to be raised like a 1950s man. Their poor wives will never know the sensitivity of a man's touch.
Right, right.
Oh, so funny. Anyway, but one of the things is that if you look at this thing made me so happy. Just looking at this stupid fucking account. It's so simple where they just have like one of them is they just all it's like the toddler's crying. Like and then they show they in the caption, they say she's crying because I wouldn't let her go run through the lake. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
This
right.
is, you know, like it's on a green plate. They changed the package of the cereal bar so he won't eat it now. Like, right. And all I kept thinking while I was looking at that is poor Paco. That's all I kept thinking is that whatever teenage equivalent there is happening right across the street from me. But while I'm scrolling down, why does it can't? I wish there was a way that I could grab this stuff and keep it as a link. Oh, that's another fun thing. I posted this on the Facebook page, but Michael, wow, batting 1,000. He said if the coasters, the sex coasters of yes, we are go for launch, no go.
Yes.
If that's not your thing, they have throw pillows. I think the only throw pillow that a man would allow on his bed in good favor. One says in the mood, the other says not in the mood.
Right.
So I guess you tuck one away in a drawer. I'm like, here's the thing. I know that there's lots of people that will joke. I'm sure the chat room is about to fire off a few. What I'm now going to call our writer's room is what I've decided about how you can. But I think it adds to the fun is that really what you do is if you're the guy, you have the fun game of hiding that not in the mood pillow. You know what I mean?
Well, I think.
Or making a video of you just burning it.
Yes. Here's the thing is I didn't look at it closely enough, but I'm assuming each pillow has one side that says the different things.
So no, it's one pillow says in the mood, the other pillow says not in the mood. That's my understanding in looking at it.
Okay.
Or maybe it is. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is just one pillow, in which case then you have the fun of taking a Sharpie to your nice throw pillow. Make it a washable Crayola marker. That's fun.
Yeah.
Then you could put a black line through the knot. That way when she turns it around, so like you could put it in the mood, and then when she flips it and it says, oh, still in the mood.
Yeah.
That knot has a line. I like your style, baby. Bend over and present. Hold on, I'll get the liberator. Let's make it real. I think we had to have talked about this. Did you see this from Brandon on the Facebook page? He says, I've listened to the show. Yeah, this is what I pictured each of you looking like.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I know that I'm talking about a picture, and that's annoying on a podcast, but I'm building to something here. I'm assuming that I look like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, absolutely.
And that you look like Al Madrigal.
Yes.
The incomparable comedian Al Madrigal that nobody knows who he is.
Right, right. Yes.
I think I actually also shared this on the wall because I thought it was funny. I actually played Jimmy Kimmel in a movie. Have you ever played Al Madrigal in a movie?
I haven't.
You have
but
not.
I've seen him at a movie.
No, you've seen him at a... No, he's been in movies? I was going to say. I think he's
No, mostly... he was at the AMC.
All right. Oh, this comes from the recently unbanned Justin Mespelt. He says, this was left in somebody's mailbox in Arizona. Insert Worsham rant here. And that's what got me onto this is that until I started doing this show and we started having ways where listeners could call in. By the way, if you'd like to call in, it's 877-222-8323. We have a chat that's going live and all this interactivity.
Right.
All of a sudden, I found out that evidently I'm an angry, ranting lunatic.
You've only found that out very recently.
I did not. Honestly, I never would have thought that I was an angry, ranting lunatic. It was never on purpose, which kind of makes me feel better, because if it felt contrived, then I would feel like, oh, it's my shtick.
Right, right.
But this is really a fucking... I would love to live next to this asshole. It says, dear neighbor... You just moved into this neighborhood a year ago, and I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own already. Like, how can you put this? And here's the thing. It's not pen to paper. He's not living in the Renaissance. It's on some kind of fucking Helvetica, for lack of a better font. I don't know. Maybe it's really Times New Roman. This fucker has no originality at all. He went with a default font, which sounds super condescending. And how could you type that out? How could you, and in the world of spelling correcting and all that, you have to proofread shit now. Otherwise, you look like a moron.
Right.
Like, because if this is just riddled with grammatical errors, then it's like, oh, we get cast aside.
Right. So unless you work at a school and you're sending home some kind of paperwork.
Well, you're too busy at that point. You're too busy actually teaching the stuff to actually practice it. But anyway, which, by the way, every time I talk to my father about something that the kindergarten teacher has done, he keeps saying this thing that I know is, here's the thing, the teachers that listen, because I know we have teachers and then spouses that teach as well, know that you are not the person my father is talking about, but his new favorite phrase to talk about her is that those who can do and those who can't teach is his favorite thing to throw out there, which I think is entirely, I think that is definitely for, again, shitty teachers, but really good teachers who, like, really get into it, and that's why they're there.
Yeah.
They're not there because they just want a six-hour-a-day government job, you know, with great benefits and 3 months out of the year off. Those are the ones that nobody is talking about. We need more of you.
I'm going to, don't be a one-upper. What I used to say in high school, same phrase, I put a spin on it.
I'm ready.
I said, those who can't do, teach.
Mm-hmm.
And those who can't teach, teach here.
I like that.
Yeah.
At least one of the three that can't do here, teach here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, that's the whiskey talk. Anyway, back to the letter. So they're already starting it off. I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own. Like, you're clearly such a moron that I was giving you the benefit of the doubt and I was wrong.
Right.
I'm also envious of these fuckwads that can do this shit. They can, you know what I mean? Just walk through life with blinders on.
Like, right, right.
Oh, I am a ranting lunatic. I'm already more angry, and this isn't even my neighbor.
Right.
But you are apparently too inconsiderate to do so.
Uh-oh.
You are too inconsiderate to be aware of the thing that you are unaware of.
You're too inconsiderate to be aware of the thing that's bothering me.
Me, yeah.
Well, you know what? Now it sounds like my wife.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, we haven't even gotten through the first sentence, and I'm already angry. But it's like, what do you mean you're too inconsiderate? Like, let's be honest. Who's the real inconsiderate one?
The people listening don't even know what he's writing about.
No, they get it. They get it.
Okay.
They get it. Every day this week, when weather has been nice and windows are open, you proceed to let... Listen to the verbiage. You proceed to let your small child run free in your backyard and laugh and giggle and carry on without end. Now, this motherfucker deserves... I want to fly to wherever there is an undeveloped area of Africa.
Yeah.
I want to find a Bushman that lives in a village where they are not aware of what autoimmune deficiency syndrome is.
Yes.
I want to find that person, and I want to find a spear that they built with their own hands.
Yes.
Okay? I want to then check that as luggage, fly it all the way back, uh-huh. find this person in Arizona, build a fire, a small fire, and I want to heat it up, but not to a level that it would sterilize him, but just I want to make, and I just want to ram it up his ass and then pull it out and then shove it back into his fucking nostrils.
Oh my God.
Carry, but laugh other than that, and giggle and carry on without end. This is very disruptive. Gets better.
Yeah.
This is very disruptive for my two dogs and my bird. Fuck your bird. Fuck your bird sideways. I will mouth rape your stupid fucking finch. Fuck, I'm spitting on your computer. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's all right.
Fuck that. Who cares about the... A bird is just like... Seriously, it's so hard for me to look at you while you're taking a picture of me, but please continue.
I gotta put fuck this bird on Instagram.
But I'm serious. How big is the brain of a bird? I know that they can mimic speech and everybody thinks it's funny. Like, this parrot was evidently part of a divorced family. It's like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you. You know, and everyone's right, like, right, and right. they live to be 87. Yeah. They live to be 87, so everybody can't ever keep their parrot because the parrot outlives them. But fuck parrots. Fuck birds. Fuck all those animals. When was the last time a parrot? Nobody has a story. Now watch, they're going to come in, and I'm looking forward to them. A parrot has never dialed 911 to save their owner. You know who has? Cats have. Lots okay. of dogs.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
Cats
of.
That don't even know. I'm not even a cat person.
Cats don't even like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm not even a cat person. I know, but cats will go, people that don't own cats will go in and they will lay next to people because they know they're about to die
yeah.
in like a rest home and make them feel comfortable as they exit this world and enter the next. Some believe now, that they're smothering them with right. their fur or allergies.
I think they're eating their souls yes. is what they're doing. They're
but
waiting
also a cat
catch.
Not above, you know, pecking at their owner after 3 weeks.
That's true.
But a bird, like, fuck the bird. And who gives a fuck about your dogs? Now let's okay. Now we're gonna madden this here. Okay, you see what she did here? What she did here? She said inconsiderate is what she did. She used the word inconsiderate, and she's using words like laughing. Not even talking about crying, laughing and giggling. Like nobody, whoever does not enjoy the sound of a young child laughing and giggling and carrying on, whatever that fucking means.
Yeah.
Is a person that does not and also is more concerned about the mental state of their dogs. And these got to be those fucking annoying Pomeranians. You know what I mean? They're just yes, a step below yes. Chihuahuas. This bitch is living in some lower middle class neighborhood in Arizona, but trying to act like she's Zsa Zsa fucking Gabor.
Right.
And carrying around two, you know, tan Pomeranians, one underneath of her oversized hanging boobs
yes.
that are giving her scoliosis at this age.
Yes, and in danger of smothering to death.
The only way I accept this letter, if it's from a gay couple next door. If it is from a gay couple,
oh, well,
I say,
what?
Here, here, good on you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I like your sass. Didn't mean that to be condescending, but I felt like it came out a little bit. That was not my intent. Anyway, it's not over. Let's see. Oh, this is what I love. This is very disruptive for my two dogs and my bird who sits next to the window. Not even outside. But this is what I love. Sits next to the window and likes to look into your yard. So please keep your fucking child inside so my bird can enjoy your yard. Are you fucking bananas? Oh, my God. I would like to take a banana that I fucked and shove it into that bird's throat. I want to spoon feed Alka-Seltzer to that bird is what I want to do while you sit and watch bound and gagged like you're Kevin Spacey in The Ref.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps you could ask him to tone it down a bit. Or at least limit this. Here go. At least limit his outside time to 15 to 20 minutes a day, so my dogs can be outside without seeing him running around. Now let's break this fucking idiot down. 15 to 20 minutes a day. So now this child,
yes,
whose parents have probably purchased this house for the sole purpose of the kid having a backyard,
yeah.
They can go run around. Mom and dad can make dinner without. It's essentially it's a zoo for children. When you get a house, it is, you know, it's the same as the zoo. zoo upgrading the habitat for elephants. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There are parameters of size and the enclosure that needs to make them feel like they're home.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why you get a house with a yard. And so this person is saying that they deserve less time than a prisoner gets in jail. A prisoner, at least my understanding, I want to quote federally, but it's my understanding from I've watched a lot of Orange is the New Black.
There you go. Well, you can stop right there.
I think we don't need to find a credible source on this. No, I don't need an expert witness to call in. I understand exactly what is going on here. And they get 1 hour of yard time a day, weather permitting.
Yeah.
Now, clearly this letter was written because weather has gotten good.
Right. But hang on a second. Yes. With regards to the prisoners.
Okay.
There's probably not a bird trying to enjoy the yard. And that's why they're allowed that full hour. But if there were birds nearby trying to enjoy the prison yard,
okay,
then the prisoners would have to stay inside.
they'd
limit it down to 20.
Yeah.
let your prisoners go on out there without end.
Let's walk down that giggling. Path. Okay. Let's walk down that path. Then we'll get back to this letter. Imagine this person has purchased a suburban house next door to a state penitentiary.
Yeah.
And has said, dear neighbor, in quotes. That's also what I forgot to mention.
Oh, it's in quotes.
We'd have to change it. I just moved into the neighborhood a year ago, and I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own, but you are apparently too inconsiderate to do so. Every day this week, when the weather has been nice and the windows are open, you proceed to let your convicts out and gallivant, clanging their metal weights, as they do nothing but count days away, building upon their bodies and thinking about the people who they wish to hurt when they are released, or performing various same-sex acts to just fill the void in their hearts of physical touch.
Yes.
And this is very disturbing for my two dogs and my fucking bird. Who likes to look out the window and is turned off. The bird has told me that he is turned off by the vision of razor wire and chain link fence. Now, there are many states who participate in an open range rehabilitation prison program. And I feel like that would be more suited for my bird. Fucking idiot. Oh, my God. Here's the thing. I wish that this person, I'm sorry, real quick. I know that there are people listening live in the chat and there's something wrong with the way it's streaming or whatever. I don't know if it's the internet or if it's the app, but I'm looking into it. In a couple weeks, I'm probably going to change internet company. So back to this. Anyway, I'd also like that the dogs could be outside without seeing him run around.
Yes.
Like the two dogs are sitting there like going, well, I was going to run around, but now this fucker's doing it and he's going to think we're copycats.
Yes.
These are animals.
Right.
These are animals that lick their own fucking ass and balls. Okay?
Absolutely.
And then we'll go and tongue kiss your face. How understanding do you think they are of social conventions? Let's also not forget that I actually did a report with my son today about a house finch because we have a nest and he has to do a fucking report in kindergarten about a bird, for fuck's sake. And I learned that the parents, you want to think you got it bad as a parent. Evidently, if you were born a house finch, when the babies are born and they're in the nest, you not only have to go and eat a bug and like kind of digest it a little bit and then regurgitate it into their mouth selectively. Like you have to David Blaine the shit. Like, oh, okay, look, here's your keys. Here's your key. You can't just yak it all up at once and then they pick it out. But what you also have to do, you have to say, you have to eat the fecal sacs to keep the room clean that the birds leave behind. I can't remember what made me think of that. So, yeah, anyway, fuck birds is what I'm saying. That's what I learned. This is the closer. If this kind of behavior persists, in all caps, I will call the police. They yelled that. Now, let's not forget. Let's go full circle. They started this line by saying that these people are inconsiderate.
Yes.
And yet have said, I will call the police.
Right.
Listen, bitch. Or asshole, whatever fucking gender you happen to have.
Right.
I would love for that to go public. Wouldn't you love? I would love for her to use 911 or him to use 911.
Yeah.
And that to go viral because it would. You know, like that lady who said that they should move the deer crossing. Have you heard that? There's a lady in the interstate. Miss Chris actually said it to me a while ago. There's a lady in the inner who is on. She's saying that, you know, listen, I had an idea. She's calling like the city council.
Yeah.
Saying, every morning I drive by the freeway and there's a deer crossing on the freeway. And that's a high speed freeway. And I just feel like they should move the deer crossing to a place that's more suitable where maybe people are traveling at a low speed. Dumbass. I feel like I want that person to live next to this person.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, then there would be a deer who's trying to enjoy the backyard. That would never work. Read it again as though it's a deer. No, I'm joking.
Dear neighbor, you just moved into my forest a year ago, and I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own, but you are apparently too inconsiderate to do so. Each day this week, when weather has been nice and windows are open, you proceed to let your small doe run free in your backyard, gallivanting with her friend, the little rabbit, and other birds and forest creatures without end. My husband is a hunter, and he will kill you and launch a feature film and possibly a ride at a theme park, or I will call the police. That's all I got for
that's
a day.
It.
somebody said venison. oh my God, isn't that great?
Yes.
All right, so you have prom shenanigans that are going on in your life.
This just came up a couple of minutes ago before I walked out the door. You'll notice I was here, you know, 1 minute to spare kind of
right.
thing.
Luckily, Drew's not in the chat room. Oh, he is now.
Oh, no.
Oh, he was late.
No, I was here on time. I was here early, as a matter of fact. Diego comes in home from school. Now, he's going to the prom. It's about it's this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. It must be Saturday. And we got the tux. I think Luna described this.
Did he ask for a condom?
He hasn't. He hasn't yet, but we still have a box in storage for him. So we're going to check the expiration date on that. And if it's still good, we may pass it on to him.
All right, I'll let you get this out before I ask more questions.
Oh, but no. Okay. Well,
no, what? I can't ask questions?
No, you can. You're going to have more questions by the time I'm done with this anecdote. So there have been some, like, is there going to be a limo? And I'm look, this is, well, people take a limo.
Sorry, my eyes turned into saucers. Is there going to be a limo? And here, I know I keep beating this dead horse, so I just need to say it once and never say it again.
Okay, fine.
But I never react out of judgment of you.
No,
it is
I
only
understand.
Because he is the first teenage child that I have seen, both of them, outside of my family.
Right,
and
in
all
the
I
wild.
Do, all I do, yes, in the wild. I want to write a letter to you.
Dear neighbor.
You proceed to let your teenage boys enjoy life without responsibility or occupation. When will they become taxpayers? Without end. I don't know.
Without end. So you're saying that you're not judging. I'm saying it's always like
throwing vinegar in my eyes because it makes me go blue screen because as I've said many times, it is so night and day from my own teenage experience in my life and even my nieces and nephews a little bit.
I'm a little bit in the Jesse camp here.
Oh,
because
yeah?
He is the date. The senior invited him, the junior, to the senior prom.
I like it. So, progressive, fuck genders be damned. I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Look, if there's a limo happening.
I'm going to need some land, and then you can deflower my son.
I'm saying if there's a limo in the offing, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to lift a finger to make that happen. I'll pay some portion of it. I'll help defray the cost, offset the cost, but I'm not going to be the guy who organizes it. And, you know, this is a group of six seniors and two juniors, and why the fuck should it fall to me to do it?
Oh, yeah. Each pair kicks in $20, limo done.
Yeah, but somebody else make the fucking call. Somebody else set it up, not me.
Oh, why is it? You don't even know if it's you though that has to organize it.
Well, I'm saying he's saying, "Oh no, no one's we're gonna do it, but no one's doing anything."
Make him do it.
No, you don't understand. Then I'll end up the guy who has to pay for it. You're against me. Fuck you too. No. So.
Oh crap! I didn't mean to be.
I thought it was on
your side.
You're on the shit list. No
oh, crap.
No. I understand what you're saying, but if it has anything to do with us,
damn it! I thought it was helping.
No, it's okay.
All right.
So he comes in today and he goes like this. He goes, "So after prom is over," this is out of nowhere, we're all going to the beach.
What the fuck?
So and so, kid I don't know, his uncle has a house at the beach. And so we're all going down there after prom and we're going to spend the night there.
What could possibly go wrong? That sounds perfect. Welcome to my beach house, ladies and gentlemen. This is my uncle's. Feel free. I've got Dom chilling in the small fridge.
Yeah.
Everybody, Diego brought condoms from his parents' storage unit. It's going to get real, everybody. There's Put your keys in a bowl. We'll see who goes home with who. Yeah!
There's only three condoms, so someone's going to have to double up.
It's an economy pack. Yeah. Well, no, the economy pack has the bunch. That's right. Anyway.
Right. No.
Oh, that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's the family pack.
The family pack. Ironically titled.
Yeah, right, yeah. So,
when did prom become like a group thing? Maybe it's because I didn't have as many friends. I don't know.
Well, he was saying,
I felt like prom was a chance for me to find a vagina and, you know, fill it with nice food and a nice romantic experience.
Yes.
So that I may also fill it later.
Yes. You might be putting the food in the wrong end.
What's up?
No.
Listen, she wanted it that way. That wasn't even my idea.
Yeah.
That was her limo. You know what I mean? She's like, listen, you're going to shove that food wherever I damn well please you.
Right.
You know, it's funny because my junior prom date wanted me to put a fruit cocktail in her and eat it out of her.
TMI.
What? That's not, we're not at that?
No, that's, we haven't started the game yet.
Is this thing on? I'm sorry. Was this, did I broadcast that? My bad. Anyway, you know who you are if you're listening.
Wait a minute. It's not that teacher, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Why do you make it weird? Listen. While we're on this topic.
I made it weird.
Yes, you all made right. it weird. What? We have roles, okay? My role is to say that you be the nice guy.
Okay.
All right? I'll say the weird, creepy things and eat popcorn and watch my wife lather her breasts. All right?
Okay, fine.
Talk about wholesome sharing of costs of limos at proms.
There you go. Well, right. In any case. But he says
remember when I said I'd save my questions to the end?
I know. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
That wasn't a question. That was just an interruption.
Okay, fair.
You
okay,
make
good.
Any promises in that regard.
Okay, you get it.
So, no, but he just says it in this incredibly offhand way, and I'm like...
So we're going to go to the beach.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's so many things that are wrong with what you just said. I don't know where to begin, but the first one, I guess, I would say is that you say this as though... You don't say this as a question. You say it as a statement of fact. And I said, that's the first mistake you made.
That's your sitcom dad moment.
Yeah. Right.
I love everything about this. I think hashtag nailed it. That's what I think.
Now, it didn't turn into a whole thing because I was trying to get over here and it was becoming super complicated. But I'm like, I said, you know, we don't have a lot of time to wrap our heads around this idea between now and when prom actually happens. Hopefully your mom and I can find our way to a place where we are remotely comfortable with this. But there's a chance we're not going to make it.
Right. So I like it. You're so nice. This child, he's still a child. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
This is his junior prom. Now, senior prom.
No, it's a senior prom that he's been invited to as a junior.
But yeah, but don't they have it? Do they keep them separate? I thought you go to prom as junior and it's juniors and seniors and you go again as a senior.
As far as I know, only seniors are going to this unless they invite a junior who can then go along. He may have missed his own junior prom.
To go to this one.
Or whatever.
He's skipping a grade sexually.
I don't like his. Thanks, yeah.
He's in AP classes with this junk.
So we were doing a list of things that start with B about him. I don't know how this started there, but.
I don't get where this is going, but
I don't either, but.
I assume it's wordplay because do.
Doreen was listing things that troubled her about this idea, just one word at a time.
Alphabetically?
No, but, and several of them
had. She does like it alphabetical.
Several of them had the letter B in it. And I said, there's another B you haven't mentioned. And Diego said, booze. I said, yeah. And boobs. And
Bastard
balls.
Child?
Yeah. And there's just this long,
I like this game. I can play.
So, yeah.
Big mistake.
So
the fat chance this is happening.
And I said to him, I said, look, I trust you completely. I don't automatically trust everyone you know and then the ones you don't even really know. So.
Now, just out of curiosity, because I know that there are other people that also have teenagers.
Yeah.
What do you think is the worst case scenario? Let's say somebody busts out booze.
Yeah.
Do you think then that your child is going to partake due to peer pressure? Or do you just think, what if he's sitting in the corner being the good kid.
Yeah.
They're all passing around Dom Perignon from Uncle's liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Then the 5-0 Fuzz shows up and then he gets hauled in and now he has to have that he's got a misdemeanor, you know, drinking under age or whatever on his record. Is that what you're worried?
In the scenario you just laid out, he wasn't drinking. He was sitting by, but he got hauled in with everyone else.
Right, because they're just going to bring everybody in.
Yeah, but he would test clean and he'd get out of that. But
then they would probably pick up the heroin he's been doing in his urine. I did not explain that part of my hypothetical.
Okay. I think that it hadn't even occurred to me that he might get arrested. Thank you.
We'll just
add that to the things you can be concerned about.
But might get arrested. There you go. Yeah.
he but might get arrested, yes.
But juvenile delinquent?
No, I'm more worried about physical harm coming to anybody in the party.
Okay.
I'm concerned about, and then I don't care about the others. As far as, well, I just assume people aren't drinking and smoking. I mean, you left out pot. I don't know why.
But pot's easy. If they all decide to get high, they're all going to pass out and eat Cheetos. You know what I mean?
Or fruit salad out of snatches.
Yes.
Okay.
No, nobody was hot. Nobody. That's the thing. We were stone cold sober.
Oh.
That was just
really hungry. You didn't have the munchies.
So really what you're not worried about is pot so much as you're worried about absentee father and a female.
Well, no. And I'm worried about.
Or as we like to call it, bad sentee father.
I am mildly worried. Here's the thing. I'm mildly worried about sexual congress.
Uh-huh.
Which,
so you don't want him to kick off his experience with group sex? Am I making it better?
Yeah, you are. Thanks.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
That's all right. Oh, my God.
His forehead is racing.
I got dragged into your gutter for a second.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So
somebody in the chat room said, new podcast. Justin is a dad, Paco's a granddad. I love it.
You fucker.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's what I need, another weekly podcast.
Oh, Jesus. I think you just – did it go to sleep?
No, yeah, I went to sleep. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm torn because by the time I was his age, I had long since lost my virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And was – you know, fairly sexually active, although it wasn't intercoursing all over the place. There was lots of shenanigans going on.
New podcast, Sexual Shenanigans with Paco.
So there's a part of me that's like, you know, get on it, son. Get to it.
Yeah, you're the dad. There's the dad in you.
And it's a prom, and that's what proms are for. I mean, if it had been any other social engagement, it wouldn't have that extra added thing.
So winter formal, beach house is all right.
And she's a senior, so what is, you know, this is the point at which she hasn't already, and God knows if she hasn't already. Now, he has said originally that this is just a friend, and they're going as a group of friends. And
yeah,
friend,
I don't think
friend.
We understand. You and I, here's the good part about you and I coming from a different era, is that we understand that there was only one thing that you did when you were that age, and it was have sex. When you were away from adult supervision, it was, listen, somebody's going to get something in the mouth. There's going to be a Dole fruit cup involved, as we've learned today.
Yes.
And here's the thing. As much as kids are getting more promiscuous earlier on, I don't think that is across the board. Because here's the thing. Like, if you look at your kid, he doesn't look, and I mean this honestly, in the best way possible, is that he doesn't look like a pussy hound. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he looks like a good kid who's, you know, in AP classes in high school. He doesn't look like a guy who's, you know, racking him up and knocking him down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if he decides to grow a pencil mustache.
Like Charlie Sheen.
Exactly. Then I would be worried.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
If he looked more like John Waters.
Yes, exactly. Then it would be like, Dad, before prom, I need a gerbil. What? You know, then. But if he's kind of like,
we'll get him a 3-pack at the Petco.
And he also has that voice. He has a voice that is, you know, it's like he's like this. You know, it's kind of how he, like, well, Dad, I think we're just going to go to my friend's uncle has a beach house. And so we're going to go there. And I don't know why he's like.
Oh, by the way, when I called him on how casually he did that, he goes, well, it was worth a try.
See what I mean? He gets it. So why not? I don't know.
Foregone conclusion. So part of me is sort of rooting for him to get involved in some of that, and part of me is worried about what the, you know, repercussions would be. Not the least of which, if they're going to do that, I'd rather there not be alcohol involved, because that just makes everything more confusing
Well, if he reacts to alcohol like you do, I mean,
I'm more concerned. I'm not concerned that he would get drunk. I'm concerned that a young lady would get drunk. There would be shenanigans of some kind, and then she would have a regret about that later.
By the way, how was it to hit on Luna in 1922? Would you like, hey, Dave, would you like to go back to my place? And I'd like to give you some shenanigans. You got great games on you, and I don't know. I'd like to take a peek at them in a garter, if you don't mind, see? Come on, just let me, just play a little bit of the shenanigans tip, if you could. Please, baby, just please. Now, I imagine when my children are of sexual age that I will also become equally uncomfortable with the subject.
Look.
So I apologize, but just know that my time is coming. Turnabout.
Oh, yeah.
When we actually do the Justin is a dad, Paco is a granddad, we'll change it to Justin is soon to be a granddad.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, the grandpa podcast.
What do you have, like 5-6 years? You could be a granddad.
Yeah. I think Jack could knock a chick up now. I think if he had his... If he really knew what to do, I think he is so into the women.
Let him get over that cough.
He is exactly. Once he gets over that, all the chicks now, it makes his voice a little raspy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seems like his testicles have descended. Hello, ladies.
So that's all there is about the prom right now. And we have to, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to shit all over his prom.
Yeah, it's a rough thing because I see what you're saying. And that from your perspective, you're like, listen, I want you to go have fun.
Right.
But can we have, like, here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to think, because I feel like limo and beach house, I feel like this kid thinks he lives on fucking 90210. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
I feel like whoever Luke Perry's character was.
I'm also more concerned about the mixture of possibly alcohol and water.
I'm sorry.
People getting hurt. People. Getting,
I like and, where you're. Yeah. Here's what I wish that I could do like have an economist study the differences in our brains. You know what I mean? Like
an economist.
Well, you know what I mean. Like statistically, what is more? Like I feel like I would be more worried about somebody getting knocked up and you know having a preteen or teen baby or whatever.
Right.
Teen mom.
Right.
Which, by the way, gets a shot on a reality show. That's a win.
Boom.
I mean, with his looks.
Boom.
And you know the fact that he looks like the you know the good schoolboy, and now boom. Teen father, what's he gonna do? You know, I've got a German Shepherd to protect the baby. It's a win-win. But no, that I think that's what I'm worried. But you're like, you're taking it not only that there will be booze there, but that someone will drown in an ocean situation.
Yes,
and that you're probably not even worried. As you said, you don't care about the other. So you're not worried about the drowning child. You're probably more worried about the emotional effect it will have on your son. To be there where he won't be able to enjoy the beach again every time you drive by
or
the
next
PCH.
Year's prom.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be like, Sabrina died in the ocean.
I mean, the way he said we're going to go to the beach is as though we live near a beach. I mean, I know in California we are theoretically near a beach, but if you want to get to a beach where you can be, you're either going through up towards Malibu or you're going down to Santa Monica.
What did you do for your prom?
I did not go to prom.
Neither proms?
I don't think so. I don't remember there being...
They weren't invented then? That's not fair to you.
Well, it was.
I know you got an AARP card coming in the mail every now and then, but come on,
it was
buddy.
1910.
So proms were a post-depression?
Yeah.
More like, hey, we won the World War. We kicked that Nazi's ass. Oh, that's not the right button. We're going to have proms, see? We're going to go out there and we're going to get them good, just like we did old Hitler, see?
Yes. I don't think, I don't know if we had one or not, but I didn't go to it.
Okay. Well, I went to prom, but I never danced at a prom. What my move is to, I don't know if this will squelch your fear, because here's the thing. I don't know that I was actually, honest to God, I was not trying to get laid at any of my proms.
Okay.
I only got laid at one of my proms. Neither of my winter formals that I can remember.
Oh, my God.
We also had the Patty Awards, which was like my high school's Tonys, if you would.
Oh, yeah.
So we treated that was like a couple weeks before prom. I'm saying I had a lot of formal situations where ladies were in expensive dresses. Daddy was suited up, looking his best. That was when I had a jawline, not like the retired turkey I look like now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I would my move was we would go there, take photos. And then, boom, we would blow out of town. Now, I grew up in Northern California, so I would usually – and I made money. That's the thing.
I was
easily pulling in about eight – I make more – no, I make good money now. But I was just about to think that I make more money then than I do now. But I was easily making $800 to $1,000 a month as a senior in high school. So I would get like Phantom of the Opera tickets. Like I would fucking, besides the sex dungeon, because I didn't know that was an option then, I was pretty close to being Christian Grey for a junior, you know, sophomore in high school. I would, now, but it wasn't complete. It wasn't like I would get a limo. We would be driving in my 93 hatchback Geo Metro.
Yeah, yeah.
But at 55 miles to the gallon. You know what I mean? That's a good mileage pre-Prius if you pick it up what I'm putting down. But I would, we would get the photos so that mom and dad would have something to see of their fair young daughter and enjoy the night and everything like that. I knew that evidence needed to be provided, and then I would provide them a respite.
Oh.
Is that word? That was a word on the calendar. Did I use it right?
Sure.
What? Don't tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't guess I don't know exactly what you meant.
Yeah! Fuck you, Paco! No one respite means, guys.
No, the pupil
has surpassed the teacher.
No, you hadn't finished your sentence or your description.
A respite from the prom expectations. Everybody could go to prom. I would give them escape.
You were giving them an escape or a break from that. Yes.
Yes, I would break away and we would just... Yes. One girl, I said, what do you want to do? And she said, I don't know. And I said, great. Well, I'm going to keep driving and then you tell me when you want to stop or whatever. We went to San Francisco. We had McDonald's for dinner for our prom. She was in a nice evening gown. I was in a tuxedo. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Was she hot for me? I bet. I don't know.
Right.
I probably could have had my way with her, but I was a gentleman. And I waited until I had applied the duct tape to her face. And I said, at any moment, you can leave. There is a Vespa waiting for... I didn't have a helicopter money. There's a Vespa and a helmet waiting for you outside.
Oh, I.
But no, that was my move. Much like he's describing, I wouldn't even go. What's this? Jesse Bird calls 911. Oh, it's a bird that calls 911.
One bird calling 911.
Oh, fuck. That's one bird. How many cats have we seen? Fuck that bird. It's probably not even real. Why did they set up a camera to have the bird call 911?
That's probably.
Yeah, that's not real. That person is dying. That's the bird has been trained to call 911, but somebody's actually choking on something. That bird is just going,
just standing there. Yeah, no, seriously.
I wish I could look out the window and that kid wasn't screaming.
That's exactly what I thought was
and giggling and laughing and carrying on without end.
Fucking bitch.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt.
So that was my prom. I would go for Natalie. I took her to prom.
Yeah.
That was our senior prom. We didn't go, but I bought a $300 or like $400 executive suite villa. So it was like a townhouse on the beach in Monterey.
I remember you talking about this.
We took our pictures, then we drove out there because there was also history because she had an ex-boyfriend that she was kind of leaving and that he was going with another friend of ours. And I thought, you know what? She doesn't need to be around that mess.
Right.
She likes the ocean. So I made all this. I paid for everything. I got pizzas and we rented movies and I didn't even get any of that.
Wow.
Sweet vagina.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't pop the cork on that
fine
shit.
Fine giant didn't.
Yeah. Nope. Did not open. I did not get to shake it around
you
in a snitcher.
You are spectacularly bad at that.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't tell you.
You had $1,000 on these things. You know.
But so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Great. Now we find the silver lining.
Right.
He's in a limo. He's going to a fucking beach house. If he can't close, then there's no chance of any of this happening.
Right. You might actually be your son.
Let's. My son is probably going to close.
I have
a feeling. I don't know. Jacob could turn. I have a feeling Jack is going to be. I'm going to be trying to keep him to wait. At least wait till your freshman year, son.
Right.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen with little
Jack.
All
right. I have a couple of questions for you, but first I want to clarify something. The limo is not happening. We found out tonight. They're Ubering. Luna was beside herself. What? You can't do that. What are you talking about?
I wish you guys, for Luna's birthday, we took a Lyft, which is like Uber.
Yeah, yeah.
We took a Lyft because we were trying to figure, the babysitter was late, and the confusion on her face when I said, my friend Bobbik is going to pick us up and take us to Ruth's Chris in Pasadena. It was like, okay. And she has no idea why I'm talking so openly in front of this guy or anything until we get there. And I explained to her, I don't know that guy. I found him on my phone. Which I think also adds to it. You know what I mean? Guy gets a bunch of hot chicks in his... but how are they going to fit six people in an Uber?
I think they're all going in different...
Ubers?
Just, yeah.
Oh, this is great.
It sounds like
a different world that they live in.
And that actually makes me more nervous. I'd rather see them with a professional limo driver.
Right.
On a you know, a weekend like that. It's a big business weekend for this guy. He's not fucking around.
I like how you started this off going, I'm not getting a fucking limo. Wait, Uber? Listen, I will get you a limo.
No, it sounds like
you just don't want to do whatever they want to do. That's what I'm hearing.
Just being difficult. All right, here's my question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's say I am going to provide him with condoms.
Oh.
Let's say that I'm going to provide him with condoms whether they go to the beach house or not.
Okay.
I think. I'm going to talk to him because he's like, oh, this is just a friend of mine. But then they've been meeting and
Lori for PA says that the Uber thing is a Jedi mind trick to get you to get the limo.
Oh, Lori, that's awesome. Oh, my God. That's awesome. I'm going
this
to tell.
This isn't the town car you're looking for.
I am going to tell them that.
It was worth a shot. Oh, my gosh. You're like, it's like catch me if you can with this kid.
Yeah, right.
He's like three steps ahead of you and you don't even know it. Oh, my God. I can't wait to have a teenager. It's going to be such great shenanigans, if you say. But in a non-sexual way.
Yes.
In more a youngish, infantile adventure.
Before this whole beach house thing came up, I was already thinking that I might pass condoms along to him or offer him condoms.
Uh-huh.
That will make him extremely uncomfortable. He'd be mad because he's already been mad that I suggested that maybe this was a boy-girl thing with Ian, this date of his. We're just friends. We're just friends. I'm like, well, maybe you think you're just friends, but one of the two of you wants to be something more than friends.
No, I think here's the thing. I think you're giving this boy a lot of credit, again, in the closing department.
What?
I feel not that he doesn't deserve it, not that he's not a good-looking guy, and as weird as it is for me to say it out loud, I'm sure he's a fucking dynamo when that day
right,
happens.
Right.
But I just feel like if you are very rarely at that age, is there a girl who's like, I'm going to bang the living shit out of this young guy. You know what I mean? And he's like, I got no idea what's going on.
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
If rumor had spread and it was true that he's got like a 10-inch Mandingo dick.
Which he may.
Game on. Then it's just.
I don't know that teenage girls are looking for 10-inch Mandingo
dicks. That's true. I found out in a This Week in Bad Parenting. I don't know if I mentioned it, but there was a mom who let her teenage daughter have like a beach house-esque party and ended up having sex with one of the 18-year-old boys. Yes, the mom did that was there and then passed out drunk, woke up to a 16-year-old boy having sex with her. And then to which her daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And her daughter said to the police, said that, I wish I could have handled his 10 inches because then maybe he wouldn't have had sex with my mom.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where are you collecting these stories?
That's a national news story that went around. That's why I didn't bring it up here because
national news story where the teenage girl referenced her inability to handle the 10 inch.
Well, it was on it was in Georgia, I want to say.
Well, that she was his brother.
It was like some kind of Georgia Chronicle situation. I'll pull it up before you after. But anyway, back to us and me.
All right, so here's my question.
Yes.
I'm going to give him the condoms, assuming he's going to accept the condoms.
Ooh, I like what that is.
Should I encourage him to rub one out?
Oh, pre-prom game.
Pre-game
the prom.
Yeah.
So that he isn't like a two-pump chump.
Exactly.
No.
Okay.
Because here's why. If he is uncomfortable, I'm treating this very seriously.
I know you are.
Probably more seriously than I should.
I sobered you up.
Yes. Because if he is that uncomfortable, because I think it's a good question, and I think it's funnier if I treat it seriously. If he's that uncomfortable at you suggesting that they're going to have sex, you taking it to that next level of pre-gaming is going to make him like, he's just, you know what I mean?
Yes, but.
But now here's the downside. You're also robbing him of the, everybody's so into dodging bad experiences.
Yeah.
And this is why my parenting book is going to say a lot of different things. You know, struggle is good. Okay.
Yes.
He needs to have that first or top three or first three sexual experiences where he's a two-pump chump so he can learn how important it is to prep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want him to be a guy who just steps to the plate and hits a grand slam every fucking time.
Right.
You want him to be a guy who works at his game so that when he finds the love of his life and she comes to him and says, honey, I think I want to get this Liberator. What do you think? I found a 50% off coupon if you use the promo code 50 Shades.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, that book from 20 years ago? Okay, I guess.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But now he knows what to do to handle this woman. You know what I mean? Or if he finds a lawyer who could take care of him for the rest of his days and he's just going to need a sugar mama, now he's learned, you know what I mean, the delicate ways of the vagina flower.
Yes.
And he has become a green thumb is what I wanted to say, but I was trying to desperately think of what's the stores that they have? Hydroponics.
Oh.
He's become a hydroponics master of the vagina flower.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
You're quite fine. You've got me so rattled now.
Why?
I don't know. I was just simply talking about him masturbating, and you've taken it to this whole other complicated place.
It's not complicated. It's a very simple thing.
Okay.
If you help him,
yes,
he doesn't get to fail.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
now, here's
yes,
the other thing. If he goes, now, say you're obviously providing condoms. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But if he goes in, two pump chump, now she's uncomfortable. It's very awkward. You understand? Now he's learned, next sexual experience, you know what I mean? Like,
which will be 15 minutes later.
No, he won't do that. I don't think so. I don't know. Not if it's a senior. You know what I mean? At a beach house party, there's probably other dudes. You know, they're passing chicks around. I don't know if you've been to one of these prom beach house parties.
I'm so sorry I'm talking about this.
I have to tell
Luna not to listen to this. Oh, my God. Let me see. She's not in the chat room, is she?
No, she's not.
Oh, my God. She'd have hung herself.
But why?
Call in and make those vomiting noises.
We got to wrap up. And I'm afraid to. But let's honestly say, why are you guys... and here's the thing. I know that I'm fully prepared to put my foot in my mouth in 10 years or less. Okay?
Yeah.
But here's the thing I could tell you. My parents were so open about sex, so upfront about it, that it took away any taboo. It took away any misinformation. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a lot of people think that's weird and creepy. My mom doesn't think it's creepy. My mom, that's why I think it might be boring to listen to my parents and I do the truth or drink, because there is no real taboo, unless it's like you want to hear what it's like to have a family.
It's a win-win, because either people are telling the truth, in which case they're talking about things that part of the fun is the discomfort.
Right.
Then if there's no discomfort, then
that's also fun.
Possible
like, I can't believe that his parents already know this about
they're
him.
They're uncomfortable listening to the lack of discomfort in you folks.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that I told my parents the day after I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
And I think my girlfriend was like even still there, if memory serves. Like she was still sleeping in the whatever. My parents remember it very differently than I did. But I was all wrapped up on, you know, orgasm juice, as I call it. And and my mom, you know, my mom jokingly said, "Oh, my little boy's a man." And my dad said, "Well, if you're going to, you know, be sexually active," he's like, "you need to understand how to please a woman."
Right.
And as much as I joke about that being uncomfortable, I found a lot of comfort in that. Like it made me feel so safe to know that I could go to them, because there was nothing my dad told me flat out when I got into junior high. He said, "Listen, I know you're going to want to drink. I'm sure you're going to want to do drugs."
Yeah.
And he goes, "I don't care that you do it. I'm never going to be mad that you do it."
Yeah.
He said, "My only thing is, if you walk in my door drunk or under the influence, and I know that you are behind the wheel of a car, I will make your life a living hell."
Mm-hmm.
But here's the caveat to that. If you want to try a drink, he goes, "just tell me." He goes, "I'm not going to give your friends booze," but he goes, "let me know what you want to try. You and I will sit down at the table. Hell, we could do it over dinner, and you could drink whatever the hell you want. I'll sit there." Here's the thing. I was cool, but I was so busy because I had jobs. I didn't have time for any of that shit.
Right.
But I was so thankful as a grown-up, looking back, because it removed any kind of apple tree, you know what I mean? Like Adam and Eve situation from it.
I got you. Now, was he the same way about sex?
Yes.
If you come in with your dick smelling like pussy, then I'm going to be so mad at you.
It was different. He said, "if you don't."
Oh, no.
I'm
saying, if you want to do it on the kitchen table, as long as I'm there with you.
Here's what, I'll be
any
honest.
Any position you want.
I'll be 100% honest. Yeah. My father said to me, he waited till I was about 15-ish or 6, maybe I was a little older, actually. I know at one point in my late high school career, after I was sexually active, or just about when I started having sex, like I'm a triple A ball player.
Boom, you know,
by the time I started swinging the dick around, which is also funny because I'm a guy who married his high school sweetheart.
Right.
But my dad said, he goes, "here's if you want to find a girl who's crazy in the sack," he said, "you find the quiet church girl.
Yes,
those are the ones that are bananas." And I was like, "Dad, no, I'm not interested. You know, and that's weird. I'm not. You know what I mean? I was always looking for a wife." But he said that, he goes, "listen." He never said, "feel free to have sex in my house." He said that if, you know, he operated under the guise that the way it's supposed to work is I'm supposed to have some kind of weird, awkward means of doing it outside of the house or waiting until they leave. He had a very staunch rule about, like, if he was leaving, I don't even think he ever said it, but it was understood, "you do not have sex in my bed.
Yeah.
You could fuck all you want." But my mom found, like, women's underwear underneath my bed after they went out of town for my junior prom. And she was like, she joked and kept them, and then was going to give them to my stepbrother because I was with that same girl when we went on like a lake trip and we were sailing, and my brother was going to tie them to the weather vane on my Hobie cat as a joke. That's how loose my family was about it.
Right. It's like, she didn't realize they were your panties.
No, that was my situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it was a fun thing, and it was a light thing, and it meant that it also meant that if I felt like something was going bad or wrong, yes, I could go to them.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means for you, or I'm never trying to help you or say you should listen to me at all.
No. That's all well and good. I think I'm much more liberated than Luna is.
Yeah. Well, you're the dad. That's our gig, and he's a boy.
But also just, I don't know, in general, whatever. But so I can guarantee you that she's miles away from that.
But why is she so worried about him having sex?
It's not necessarily that she's worried about him having sex. I thought we were talking
booze
about
all that stuff.
No, literally the level of discomfort with you describing my son being balls deep in 10 days.
That part she's not okay with.
Well, yes, that I'm saying that.
But how is that different than him having sex?
Because the vivid description of it. Listen, look, I know that my parents have sex. I don't want to imagine it. I don't want to watch it.
Okay.
If my dad said, you know,
the other day I was balls deep in your stepmom.
Oh, no, yeah, she can suck the chrome off a hitch.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
high five him?
I would shake my head and laugh, but I wouldn't curl up in a fetal ball and
weep.
What
would Luna do? Vomit?
Well, no, because now I'm going to switch it to it, because I don't think she cares about my parents. Yeah. I'm going to switch it to.
So if it was her parents.
If it was her, well, yeah, her parents are long dead, but.
That's pretty hot. Necrophilia is hot.
No, I think it would make her uncomfortable to have that kind of conversation about Diego or even about herself.
I think we've gone down a path. Somebody in the chat room just said, oh, dear.
Listen, I'm sorry. This doesn't sound
no,
like
it's not your fault. I took
parenting
us down the path
anymore. But
yes,
well,
it is.
Well, it was. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's, here's the thing. Boy. It's the thing of that you're. I think it's the thing that, especially this time of year, not to sound
spring?
Overly heavy-handed. Yeah, no, May. May is like prom season. Listen,
right,
even after I was out of high school, everybody's had that moment, even before you had kids, where now you're a working professional, you're in the world and everything, yeah, you're in your own fucking world, and then all of a sudden you walk into a fast food joint, and eight teenagers walk in nightgowns and tuxedos. You're like, oh, shit, it's May. It's prom. That's right. Oh, I remember when I was balls deep in my girlfriend at my uncle's beach house after she first introduced me to my first eight ball of cocaine. That was awesome. Now that I've bounced back from that horrible time in rehab, but everything's right. Cool now.
Yes, he may well be emancipating his own penis.
I don't think so.
In a week.
No, I think here's my two cents. My two cents is you got nothing to worry about the beach house. You got nothing to worry about the limo or the Uber car. And here's why. The kid was upfront about everything. He just said, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then you said, I don't know about that. And he was like, worth a shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's enough of a dynamic there that he's saying, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And while I'm sure hormones in the limpet brain can kick in a moment or whatever, I think that you're okay because, like you said, I don't think you're worried about him getting drunk. You're not worried about him and the drugs. If that stuff, I don't think he would even hang around those people, seniors be damned or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think he would be that interested into – because I think we've talked about it even before on the show. Like, he had a girlfriend who was like, listen, let's make this happen. He's like, no, I'm good. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to get with a good head on his shoulders. You got nothing to worry about. So let Luna hear this part. And then I can let him go have a good time because he's responsible.
Right.
How many times is he going to get to do that without having to actually worry about something happening and going wrong?
True enough. No, I'm...
You guys handle all the gray hair worrying and just sit there re-watching all of Breaking Bad to distract you until he comes home at 2 a.m. or 5 a.m.
P.S. No, he's going to call me at probably, I don't know, 11:02 saying, Dad, can you come get me? He'll be in Malibu, I'm sure. Can you come and get me?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be here. What was Chad's phrase that he said when he was at the Magic Mountain or something like that?
Oh, well, they're trying to make me go on roller coasters.
I'm done with this. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Listen, she's trying to get me to try some ecstasy before we have sex. I'm like, let's just do it missionary. And she's not down. Dad, can you come get me?
Right.
Here's the thing. I would also do, just for your own peace of mind, not that it needs to be done, make sure the Find My Friends thing is turned on his phone.
So he doesn't actually have that. But
that's a mistake. That is a... Uh-oh. That is a, let me say this again, maybe a foot in my mouth moment, but when I, that is the thing I look forward to most of having a teenager is going, here's how this works out, fucker. I pay for this. Okay.
Right.
So as long as I'm paying for this, I'm going to track you. I'm going to fucking look at it. I'm going to read it, whatever. You know what I mean? I honestly won't read it or anything like that. But the minute you fuck with me, all I got to do is pick up a phone and shut that shit down.
Right.
And then watch you struggle. But I would, why not track him? Then you could say, or make that a caveat. Then it's open. You know what's going on. Say, listen, we'll allow the beach house. Turn on the Find My Friends thing.
Yeah. Now, what I wonder is with the Find My Friends, if he's humping somebody with his phone in his pocket, will I see the little image
you'll see the
moving?
Change in elevation. Yeah. But you don't want to see that.
Yeah.
It's very accurate. It's very accurate. And if you don't, then poor kid. Now you know he's not a Mandingo.
That's true.
And chances are, seniors lost interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm hoping she can't handle his whole 10 inches.
All right. Well, holy crap, we're long. We got to wrap up.
All right.
Let's see. Well, let's do one little quick fun story.
Okay.
And then we'll get out of here. This is because I thought this was great. There's a way that you can get a special perfume created out of your dead spouse's body odor. I don't know if we'd be interested.
Already.
This is quite a turn. We all have a unique smell, usually a blend of our deodorant and body odor. It kind of sounds kind of gross, but if God forbid your husband or wife dies, you're really going to miss that smell. Now you don't have to. A 50-year-old woman in France named Katia Apaletugu has created a new process that takes somebody's body odor and turns it into a perfume. You just send in a piece of the person's clothing, and her lab extracts the molecules that make up their scent, then they distill it into a perfume. It's pretty expensive. It'll be around $600, but it just might be worth it. A lot of studies have found that there's a very strong link between our smells and our memories, so this could be the best way to reminisce. The service is going to officially launch in September.
That's fantastic. Now, I was here just the last time we did this.
Yeah.
I was talking about the smell of Luna's hair.
Yeah. You could save that. Just take a swatch of hair.
Yeah.
Mail it to France.
You know, hang on a second, everybody. Everybody just stop for a second.
Oh.
You're sending in an article of clothing, or if the technology works, a lock of hair. Why in either of those cases do you have to wait until the person is dead? Couldn't you take the panties she had on and send that in?
Or whatever? That's the thing. Somebody's going to send that in.
I'm sure that's all that anyone's going to do.
But
that would be worth $600.
No, I think I would send her pillowcase. I think if I had my druthers. But here's the thing. Yeah. I think you bring up a very valid point.
Yeah.
But I think what it is that if the person is alive, the assumption is that they are there to replenish the odor by just putting on a sweatshirt or lying in that bed.
But it doesn't. It takes it away from being so macabre.
Okay, you want them to say, hey, we could clone somebody's smell, and then you have to figure out the steps to say, this is why I would get it if somebody died, is what you're saying?
You lost me.
Well, I'm saying, your issue is, it's not worth going into.
Here's good.
Your issue is, though, with the fact that it has to be macabre and that they're death, but here's what I think the reality is. That makes it interesting.
No, you're right. It becomes this angle.
Hey, you could smell somebody like, great, do that already. But when you make the connection of after they're gone, that provides a niche market.
Yeah, or business. You know what? Divorce.
Oh, you can send her your shit smells.
Oh, my God.
Spray it on her mail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, if you could find a way to fart on a fabric and get it to France fast and then every day just cruise by her mailbox or put it on the alimony check when you mail it.
Get it in the vent in her car.
All right. So for those of you listening, eventually, Natalie and I are going to do the truth or drink. So send in your questions. If you would like any questions thrown in there, you could put them at facebook.com/dadpodcast. Message them to me there. Or you could send them to an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Don't forget, you can also leave voicemails for us if you don't want to call in live to the show at 877-222-8323. Now, I just want to make this known while we're talking about the phone lines. I personally purchased a second monitor to make it virtually impossible for me to miss phone calls. Since then, I believe we have received one phone call.
I think you're correct.
Now, I'm not saying that I want people to call in for just no reason other than right. use the phone service,
right?
Because it does cost
you hear
money.
That, Sober Sam?
But I'm just saying, if you're like, well, I don't want to fucking call in because every time I called in before, I just
work.
Sat there on hold.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I'm just saying, if you want to call in, it's there, it's available. Like us at facebook.com/dadpodcast. I appreciate it. We're getting a lot of new likes there.
Yeah, very active.
Check the description if you want to follow us on Twitter. But the big one too, in the description of this episode, you could check out Paco's Instagram. call_of_Dooley. He posts a picture of us doing the show live here from the show on there every time we do a show.
Yeah.
I need downloads. I need everybody to subscribe to Justin is Married, Booker is Single. It is available on iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff. The more downloads, the merrier, because we are part of the CBS Play.it family.
And you're still cranking those out, right?
Yes, we just had. Well, here's the thing. Now I got to figure out with the hosting service we have, whenever the episode releases, it automatically posts it to Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
This, I don't get any update. I just send them, I send it off to the CBS people, and then one day it shows up.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not sure.
It's not as regimented with its, you're not as in control.
It's not
of
as
its
easy
release.
For me to yeah. spread the word when it actually okay. drops and all that stuff. But other big, big news, and I want to say thank you to all the listeners who have supported this show. Is that I found out today that I got my first gig in actual radio. It is not on air.
Oh, so cool.
I got a job at KFI AM where I'd been doing the Bill Carroll show like as a comedy correspondent once a month. It's unconnected to that. This is me calling and following up with other things. And so I'm going to start doing part-time producer work and board op work. For next to
wow.
no money, to be honest.
Cool. Yeah. Well,
as it
go.
Usually is.
Yeah.
But I am over the moon, and I was thinking about it today after that opportunity hit, that it is because of the people that have continued to support this show that you have given me an outlet and a place to grow and hopefully entertain you at the same time. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. And let's close out, as we usually do, with the amazing Amazon banner plug from the one, the only, incomparable Paco Lanzini.
Hashtag Dad Podcast website,
uh-huh.
Hashtag banner at the bottom, hashtag click through, hashtag bookmark, hashtag use it, you motherfuckers.
Perfect. Doesn't cost you anything. We just get a commission on the sales. Again, thank you guys all for listening. On behalf of my dear friend Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Worship saying stay frosty, everyone.